Welcome to God and Country Radio. Program discusses current social, political, economic, prophetic events in the light of Scripture. I'm your Bible teacher, Pastor Brad Winship, Pastor Harbor Bible Church, Lawrence Harbor, New Jersey. This week's program is about public education, the government schools. Back in 1963, in the case of Abington School District versus Shemp, the courts ruled that the teaching of the Bible in public school was illegal. One can dress it up and say the courts ruled that the teaching of the Bible was unconstitutional, that it was separation of church and state, that it was a matter of fairness and justice. But the essence of the ruling was that the teaching of Christ and his moral law was determined to be an illegal activity in public schools. Our children would not be taught the Christian faith. It's identical to what happened in the Soviet Union. In fact, now in Russia, their public schools are teaching Christian curriculum. Well, this persecution of the church is exactly what the Sanhedrin ruled against the disciples in Acts chapter 4. Acts 4:18. And when they had summoned them, the disciples, they commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. This was the first persecution in the early church, and it was the beginning of Christian persecution in the United States in 1963. Public school teachers were commanded not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. And with the teaching of Christianity removed from public schools, what do you think would be the results? A nation that legalized and practiced pornography, abortion, homosexuality, transgenderism, drug use, not to mention all of the crime and the economic greed and the communism. You know, this big controversy in the news over the last couple of years over public schools teaching transgenderism and critical race theory and communism, revisionist American history, is not a surprise. It's the inevitable result of making the teaching of Christianity illegal in public schools. What did we expect? With Christianity removed, the religion of pagan humanism has filled the void. And although it's just as much a religion as Christianity because it's based on transcendent values, the teaching of a pagan worldview is perfectly legal. And it's actually embraced. And administrators, realizing that public schools can't operate in an ethical vacuum, have incorporated SEL teaching in all subjects. That is social and emotional learning, which basically teaches the opposite of Christianity. SEL teaches you need to believe in yourself rather than believing in God. To be true to yourself, to be true to your authentic self, rather than in Christianity fighting against the sinful flesh. And in SEL, there is the acceptance of all diversity and sexual behavior, rather than the biblical teaching that there is moral right and wrong that comes from God. And rather than hiring Christian chaplains in our schools, the new chaplains are DEI officers, diversity, equity, and inclusion officers. They are the high priests of this new religion. It's parading under the guise of being anti-racist. But the doctrine being taught is that moral relativism, moral freedom, is justice and fairness. Righteousness is the moral freedom to do what you want to do. And God's moral law and Western values are considered oppression. In diversity, equity, and inclusion, all things must be equal in morals and in values. It was the complaint of Cain in Genesis chapter 4 that it's not fair that Abel's offering was accepted and Cain's was denied. Cain's doctrine was that there should be no moral superiority, and that's the doctrine of Lucifer. Jude 11, woe to them, they have gone the way of Cain. This was the condemnation of ancient Israel in her apostasy. Ezekiel 22, her priests have done violence to my law and have profaned my holy things. They have made no distinction between the holy and the profane. And also Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness, who substitute bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Could a Christian back in 1963 have predicted where the public schools would have ended up in the future, 60 years in the future, in the year 2022? Well, absolutely. There were many pastors and Christian teachers who warned that the removal of the Bible from public schools would turn America into Sodom and Gomorrah. And so it has come to pass. Even the famous reformer Martin Luther wrote in the 1500s, "I advise no one place his child where the scriptures do not reign paramount. Every institution in which men are not increasingly occupied with the word of God will become corrupt." And so it has happened. But even back in 1963, our judges and our politicians didn't believe that, because the abandonment of Christianity in the hearts of the American people was already well underway. The great sin of mankind being unbelief. They could not enter in because of unbelief. And so parents didn't complain about the removal of the Word of God from schools, because as unbelievers, they didn't value Christ. And I've said this often, and I will say it again. If public schools eliminated the teaching of math or science or reading because it was hard or offensive to some students, parents would be irate. They would march on Washington. They would be saying that any school that doesn't teach math or science or reading is a non-school. So why even go? But remove the teaching of Jesus Christ from public school, and there's no protest. Because for most parents, they do not consider Christ as true and essential as math, science, and reading. It's kind of like in a COVID situation. The churches weren't considered essential services. The bars and the strip clubs could be open, but not the churches. But any school that doesn't teach Christ is a non-school, because it's rejecting the very essence and the purpose of education. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to traditions of men, according to the elementary principles of this world, rather than according to Christ. But this was the big test. Would the American people value Christ or turn to man? And the American people failed that test, just like ancient Israel went into apostasy. The majority of Americans made their choice. They decide that they can educate their children without God and everything will be just fine. But how do you think that's going to end? Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, the knowledge of God, I will also reject you from being my priests. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I will forget your children. Isaiah 17, 10. For you have forgotten the God of your salvation and have not remembered the rock of your refuge. Therefore, you plant deceitful plants, but the harvest will be a heap in the day of sickliness and incurable pain. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 30. They would not accept my counsel. They spurned all my reproof. So they shall eat the fruit of their own ways and be satiated with their own devices. For the waywardness of the naive will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. The removal of God's word from our national schools will not end well. The atheist, Richard Dawkins, in his book, The God Delusion, wrote the following. It requires quite a low self-regard to think that should belief in God suddenly vanish from the world, we would all become callous and selfish hedonists, with no kindness, no charity, no generosity, nothing that would deserve the name of goodness. Do you hear what Dawkins is saying? He believes man is intrinsically good, and therefore people can be good without God and God's truth, as the billboard atheists put up at Christmas time, be good for goodness sake. Well, God will take that challenge, and God will show, for the historical record, where the abandonment of God leads. The public schools, the administrators, the lawyers, the courts, the politicians have challenged God. And God will not let that challenge go unanswered. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5, thus saith the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in mankind and makes flesh his strength and whose heart turns away from the Lord. The public schools are under a curse as an institution. And as the scripture warns in Revelation chapter 18, verse 4, come out from her, my people, so that you will not participate in her sins and receive of her plagues. You know, it's one thing to go into Sodom as a preacher of righteousness to win souls. It's a whole other thing to go into Sodom, as did Abraham's nephew Lot, going there because it's a well-watered land, and then he would sit in their gate. You see, our children are not to be evangelists to the public schools, to the teachers and the administration. Our children are to be discipled. And if we send our children to Roman schools, don't be surprised if we get a bunch of little Romans. Jesus said in Luke chapter 6, verse 40, a pupil is not above his teacher, but everyone, after he has been fully trained, will be like his teacher. So in this program, I'm not beginning by discussing educational stories in the news, because I want us to see the big picture. We can get lost in all the details about parents protesting at school board meetings and changes in curriculum and miss the big picture. That the schools have abandoned God because of unbelief, that they're under a curse, and that the unsaved have conveniently used the legal system to isolate their families from being taught the Word of God, so that we have a polarization in our society between the minority of Christians who are raising their children in Christian education, they have a certain worldview, and the unsaved, the majority, who are going further and further into darkness with a pagan worldview. And it's not going to get any better. The public schools are not going to turn around. In my township here in New Jersey, they had a public meeting to discuss the new sex ed curriculum being pushed by the state. The school board voted not to implement the curriculum. And that was a good thing. But it's kind of a deception. The godless and moral education is already incorporated into every subject. The foundational philosophy of moral freedom is already being taught, especially now with this new SEL, social emotional learning curriculum. You know, don't be fooled by these school board victories. The teachers are still teaching leftism. And if the parents object to the outward teaching of CRT and transgenderism, the whole thing will go undercover. Because it's not as if these administrators and teachers will all of a sudden say, oh, the school board voted down the curriculum, I'm going to repent of my worldview. Here's an article that makes the point. Project Veritas, that news organization that specializes in undercover videos, caught a principal in Connecticut explaining their leftist indoctrination. He said, believe it or not, the open-minded, more progressive teachers are actually more savvy about delivering a Democrat message without really having to mention politics. So it's subtle. The teachers I hire will never say, oh, this is a liberal or Democrat way of doing this. They'll just make it the norm, and this is how we handle things. It's subtle. That's how you get away with it. And he also said that his goal is for the students to eventually vote Democrat. And when it comes to hiring teachers, he said that if they're conservative, we don't hire them. Quote, if someone is raised hardcore Catholic, it's like they're brainwashed. You can never change their mindset. For one position, I think we had 30 applicants. So out of all of those applicants, I don't think I interviewed anybody over the age of 30. The older you get, the more set in your ways, the more conservative you get. So realize that these principals and teachers are evangelists for secular humanism. Not all, but enough to make a difference and to move the public schools in a certain direction. Let's not be naive. And these teachers, if they're not radical evangelists for leftism, they're often educators who simply don't have any biblical discernment or conviction, so they unwittingly teach godlessness. I've talked to many professing Christians who work in the public school system, and many of them tell me that they're witnesses for Christ there. And I ask them, how so? And seriously, this is what I hear. Well, I wear a cross chain around my neck, or I keep a statue of praying hands on my desk, or when a child sneezes, I say, God bless you. And if a student asks me in private, I tell him I'm a Christian. And these churchgoers actually believe that that is being a witness for Christ in the public schools. When in fact, this is what it means to hide your lamp under a bushel, Matthew 5:15, and to be saltless salt, Matthew 5:13. If you're not outwardly speaking the word of God, you're not being a witness for Christ. But you may say, my witness is my nice personality. Well, if you're not proclaiming the word of God, the students are not connecting your goodness to Christ. You're only giving your good influence a false gospel. You're using your talents to support an evil system. Satan wants nothing more than for good Christian people to stay silent and to put a good face on a godless institution. Well, here's some more stories. PJ Media, parents against pronouns. School counselors in a Utah junior high school gave out placards to the children to hold up to indicate their preferred pronouns. Whether they wanted to be called he or she or they or z, zim, zer, zis. And the parents found out about this and complained. The placards were removed. But it's not as if these school counselors were fired. And new counselors were hired who would be teaching Genesis 1:27, and God created them male and female. In fact, teachers are not allowed to teach that there are only two genders because that would be religion. That's considered offensive. So at the very least, they're to be silent about God's plan for genders. You're not even supposed to call students girls and boys. You know, this transgenderism in public school is no surprise because the ungodly have cleverly outlawed the teaching of Genesis 1:27. So what do you think would happen? Another big story in the news is President Biden is claiming that he's going to pay off college loans. $300 billion in student loans. Well, first, he really doesn't have the authority to do this. Congress is supposed to pass the spending bills. Second, the amount he wants to pay off will actually amount to more like $1 trillion. And as I said in my last program, these politicians cannot stop spending money. This is economic lawlessness in America, just like there's moral lawlessness. And really, the whole thing doesn't make sense. I mean, why should non-college students in America pay off the loans of the college students who make more money? And going forward, the government cannot pay off these previous loans without the government also paying the tuition for current college students. You know, the Democrats, they want to buy votes. And also, this is what they've been planning for a long, long time. Government paid college for everyone. And it's more than just a socialistic Marxist approach to economics. The left sees secular education as their church, and they want to fund leftist teachers so they can indoctrinate students. The public is reticent to pay for women's studies and feminist studies and CRT studies, but the government ideologues can have it funded by forcing taxpayers to pay for it. Again, this is their religion. They believe that this is their moral crusade to right the world. You don't have God, the gospel, secular education becomes a substitute. And these social leaders want this indoctrination not only in college, but they want it in K through 12. And that's why they're pushing this wokeism down into the elementary schools. They want to make disciples. Now, here's an article about how the Republicans in the state of New Jersey plan to deal with the new LGBTQ curriculum being pushed by the state. A 3R plan. Repeal, replace, and restore. Sounds great. But the Republicans in the state of New Jersey don't have the votes to do much of anything. The state house and the education system has been taken over by the left. The only recourse for parents is to vote with their feet, to get out of public schools, and by so doing, collapse the influence of public schools. Now, in regard to this, there is some good news. In the state of Florida, parents can get vouchers from the state to pay for private Christian schooling. And it's perfectly legal. In fact, there was a Supreme Court ruling earlier this year involving a case in Maine that codified in federal law that it's not illegal for the states to give parents education dollars to go to the school of their choice. Arizona has also recently passed a similar school choice law. So there are at least two states where private Christian education is put on par financially with secular state education. And of course, that precedent scares the left because they know they only survive by monopoly power. If the privatization of education is successful in these two states, lower costs, better outcomes, other states will be pressured to do the same by their example. Now, another piece of good news is what COVID did to public education. It destroyed it. It sped up its decline. Schools were shut out of fear and greed. Students weren't being taught. So parents learned that they could do a better job teaching their children at home. COVID forced parents to break with tradition. And homeschooling in America more than doubled under the COVID crisis. From the U.S. Census Bureau, from 1999 to 2012, about 3% of American children were homeschooled. But in the fall of last year, 11% of households with school-aged children reported homeschooling. And those were households who were reporting true homeschooling rather than virtual learning through a public or private school. Now, I believe the solution to America's moral decline will be in reversing the state's monopoly on secular education. As in that famous quote, whoever controls the education of our children controls the future. America can be saved if enough parents value the teaching of Christ. Now, God may make it easier for them by allowing state money to follow the parents' choice, but still it has to be done for Christ. Otherwise, the private schools will be just as godless as the public schools. Now, my take on this is that even though a minority of families will opt out of public schools, maybe it'll grow to 20%, the majority of Americans will not change course. The nation is heading for judgment. By way of conclusion, what I want to leave you with today is a renewed conviction that Christ has to be first in education, otherwise it's no education at all. Even worse, it becomes satanic. Be the righteous man described in Psalm chapter 1. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the paths of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. That describes the godless public school system. You've been listening to God and Country Radio. The radio website is godandcountryradio.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your support. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, help your people to realize we need to honor you first in the education of our children, because Christ is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. In his name we pray, amen.